Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's always great to be on with you too.
Really appreciate it. And we've got so much going on. There's also breaking news this morning from the Tribune with the Chicago Fire now planning their building in the 78. We had talked about it as a possibility with the White Sox, and now the team is planning on building a private stadium, private money for $650 million. So we got to get into the Bears, but we got to talk about the Fire as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, first, can we take a moment and just say Joe Mansueto,
yep,
a guy who grew up in Indiana, who started this newsletter about the finance industry in his apartment, self-made billionaire, didn't get it from Papa Mansueto, didn't get it from starting a finance company or tech company or finance company on his own. Now a multi-billionaire, self-made here in Chicago, publicly comes out and says he's going to spend close to $700 million of his own money to build a relatively small 22,000-seat soccer-specific stadium on private dirt. You know, there's a lot of good to that story that we shouldn't just neglect and just gloss over as we'll talk about the bigger implications. I think that's a really good part of the story, and it's a nice thing to be able to kind of lead with, if you don't mind.
There's no doubt about it, Mark. It's extraordinary. It's transformational, and it is reflective of the kind of ambition Joe Mansueto has, and he was aggressive in pursuing this. I have to ask you this, though. $650 million. 62 yep. acres. It's at the plot of land known as the 78. It's the Chicago River at Roosevelt Road. Does the Fire building this facility preclude or make it impossible for the White Sox to eye a similar project and build a baseball stadium on the same patch of land?
Well, not the same patch of land, but somewhere else on the larger patch of land. It doesn't make it impossible, but makes it far more difficult, a lot more challenges. That is the only negative to this story, is that a soccer stadium, 22,000-seat soccer stadium, as wonderful as the and feel good as the story is, doesn't have anywhere near the economic impact that a baseball stadium would have had on that site. Doesn't have anywhere near the kind of multi-month, most of the year impact on the creation of a neighborhood and people being in the area that a baseball stadium would. And we can see that with Wrigley Field and Wrigleyville. So we don't have to go far to see what kind of impact a baseball stadium has on its surrounding community 12 months of the year, not just during the 6 or 7 months of baseball. So that may be the only drawback. But, you know, sometimes you take the deal that you can get rather than the bigger deal that is not available. You take the deal that's available, not the deal that you'd like to have but isn't available. And White Sox deal right now is not available. Springfield is not stepping up for a lot of reasons, and the politicians will tell you that the money's just not there. Okay, you know, that happens in government. This is the fourth anchor tenant that Related Midwest has tried to get on their property, this one is likely to happen, but it's not the highest and best use, as I personally see it, as it would have been if there was a White Sox stadium there. It's the anchor.
Yeah, I mean, it's an extraordinary turn of events. Joe Mansueto, by the way, the story in the Tribune, we read a couple of quotes from him, one of which is him saying that it's his belief that stadiums should be privately financed, and he's putting his money into it. He says, most of the value accrues to the sports team, so it's only fair that the sports team shoulders the cost of its construction. When do you hear that, Mark? I mean, we don't get that in Chicago a lot, so it was pretty spectacular to read that story.
Yeah, that is true. Although, you know, guys, here in Chicago, the United Center was built with private money. The entire rebuild of Wrigley Field, $1 billion-plus, was all built with private money. The ones that look for public money get a tremendous amount of attention. But we've had two right here. And then look at Ryan Field in Evanston being built with private money. So it's not that it doesn't happen here. It does, and it has happened here. And now this will be another example. And you look around the country, and the large markets do. And look, to be fair to the Bears in this discussion, if we're going to shift to them, they've said from the beginning that they will pay for the building of the stadium itself. It's all the other costs associated with the stadium that they were looking for public funding. And building on the lakefront, it's many billions of dollars of additional cost. Whereas building in Arlington Heights, the number is far, far smaller, and it's mainly infrastructure related. So it's a very big difference in scope. But the Bears are saying they'll still build the stadium with their own money. So we've had examples of that in Chicago.
Before we pivot to the Bears, Mark, I think I'm curious about what the White Sox do now. And among their options, do they include the Michael Reese Hospital site, Soldier Field, or anywhere else that we haven't mentioned?
Well, you know, and this is where, you know, if you hear that musical chairs little theme going on in the back of your mind, think of the teams as the people walking around the chairs, and the sites as the chairs that keep getting pulled one after the other as the music stops, because that's what's happening right now. The White Sox, if you recall, back when the White Sox got the site for, you know, where Rate Park Field, what is it even called these days?
Rate Field.
Thank you. There we go. That wasn't their first site. You know, they wanted to go to Aurora. They wanted to go here. They wanted to go to, that was the site that was remaining. And that may be what ends up happening here again. It's what is remaining for the White Sox rather than what is preferable for the White Sox. And that's, frankly, guys, if they stay in Chicago. And I raise that if more today than I would have yesterday. It's as much as we all want to think that they have to stay here because of the size of the market. As local television revenue has dried up because of cord cutting, and the value from regional sports networks has diminished so very much, the advantages that the number three market in the country has versus, say, a place like Nashville diminish significantly for the second team in the market. So, again, I'm not trying to, you know, just raise panic, but just identify the reality that some parties are going to need to really step up to try and figure out a solution for the White Sox long term here in town.
Has Jerry Reinsdorf, we know what a heady businessman he's been over the years, has he been outmaneuvered here by Joe Mansueto?
No, I think what this was more than anything else was the was Springfield changed on him over the years. That what has happened in state government in particular, not as much in the city, but has happened in state government, and the big changes. You know, when the old guard, and look, some people did well with the old guard, you know, the Michael Madigan old guard, you know, that whole group. There were a lot of people that, you know, did well. There are people that felt the city and the state was a better place to be, a better place to do business when you had the Dailies and you had the Madigans and things, you know, got done and that kind of thing. Then there are people who say, no, that was very unfair and corrupt, and we have to get rid of that. And, you know, there are arguments to be made in both directions, but it's different. It's not the same place. It's much harder to get things done in Springfield, and that is what has changed on Jerry. So I don't think it's that he was outmaneuvered. I think just the political circumstances and the broadcasting circumstances have changed over the last 15 years in a very meaningful way.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know how difficult it can be to get things done in Springfield. That brings us to the Bears. And last week we learned that the legislative session, it finished without the Bears striking a deal. They were looking at mega development legislation, which would essentially fix property taxes over the next 20 years or a period of time that they wanted. They were unable to strike a deal. Mark, what does that mean in terms of their timetable? And did they leave Springfield discouraged?
Well, they're not going to say they're leaving Springfield discouraged, but sure, of course, because they can't. They still don't have a deal in Springfield that they can then now focus on all the other things they have to get done to be able to start committing and digging and building and buying steel and concrete and mobilizing and building a stadium. That all having been said, they got closer than they've ever gotten. And that should be optimistic. Now, there's a real question here. The idea of being part of a mega project piece of legislation or something smaller. There's a big risk being part of a mega development of legislation, and that is that all sorts of things could derail it. But there might be more goodies in it for the Bears than otherwise would have been in a standalone piece of legislation or a more modest piece of legislation that should get passed without a problem. And when I say should get passed, the kinds of things the Bears have publicly asked for should come from the state as a matter of course. They're not asking for money to build a stadium. They're asking for infrastructure. They're asking for tax certainty. These are things when a private party is looking to commit $3 to $4 or more billion dollars on a site in the state, in Cook County, that's going to be paying taxes, that's going to be employing people. the state should work with them on it. And the city legislators should not be trying to block it for because their noses are out of joint, because they're moving out of the city. They're staying in the region. They're staying in Cook County, for crying out loud. They're not even leaving Cook County. So they should participate in that. And I'll add one other thing. If the Bears wind up building a dome on their stadium, I think it's actually a very bad financial decision for the Bears and a gift of epic proportions that they're giving to the state and to the county and to the region, because the Bears will never recoup anywhere close to the sunk costs that they will have in a dome stadium. But the mega events that will come in will benefit the state and the region more than they will benefit the Bears.
You know, it's kind of fascinating because it is my understanding, Mark, and maybe this isn't correct, but you can help us through the politics of this, that the state legislature is very heavily Democratic, as is all aspects of the Illinois government. And there are a lot of people in Chicago that are hesitant about putting a vote behind the Bears for them to move to Arlington Heights, because that could impact their own jobs, their own base, that them moving to Arlington Heights might make it more difficult for the Democrats in the legislature to vote for that or to aid them in any way. Is that part of the game here?
If it is, and look, you know, this is Chicago and Illinois, so it very well could be. But if it is, it is such small ball. It is so trivial as compared to what is on the table, to be almost embarrassing if that is actually where their heads are at. I mean, truly embarrassing. It is so trivial compared to the overall benefit for the state. But it is Chicago and it is Illinois, so you can't discount that as a possibility.
Speaking of embarrassed, what's Kevin Warren's reaction, or how does he look if this does not result in a deal being struck and the ground being broken, and we get to the 2026 calendar year, January 1st, and the Bears are not having started the project in Arlington Heights?
It'll be a disappointment for sure, but you know, Kevin is eternally optimistic. That is his nature. You know, if you know Kevin's background, if you know the health issues he suffered as a young man and how he recovered from horrific injuries that he suffered, if you understand his faith, you understand that Kevin Warren is an eternally optimistic man who has great belief in the Lord and in the and in his plan for us. So he will take it as a challenge, and he will continue to move forward with the plan and work with everyone who will work with him. That is his nature. That is who he is in his DNA. And I think it's one of the main reasons he was selected by the McCaskies, by the late Andy McKenna, by Pat Ryan to be the CEO of the Bears.
Yeah, I get all that, but I just don't quite understand how things have turned this way. In other words, they couldn't get the money that they needed, so they're back at Arlington Heights. Why the 4-year delay from the time they owned the building till then? And what was the point of the various meetings that they had, including the one at Soldier Field to announce this thing about a year ago? It just feels like that's all empty calories. I get it. They need the tax. They need to have certainty in what the tax is, but it just feels like that was a lot of time invested in stuff that has never come to fruition.
You know, you're right about that. If we look at it in retrospect, with Monday morning quarterbacking, we can look at it. It was a lot of time, wasted time, or we can look at it as if this was the one shot to see if there could be something that could last for multiple generations on the lakefront in the city of Chicago. Look, I did not, you know, we talked about this back when this occurred.
Right.
There were a lot of reasons why I knew that that was going to go nowhere. First and foremost, the legalities. You know, we'd lived through the Lucas Museum where George Lucas and Melody Hobson were going to give a $1 billion gift to the city of Chicago, and it got roundly rejected because of the lakefront protection ordinance. So I did not think it was ever going to get through. I also knew how weak and feckless Brandon Johnson has been as mayor. So I knew he had very little juice in Springfield to get anything through as compared to, say, Rahm Emanuel or one of the dailies before him. And all anybody had to do was pay a little bit of attention to the financial condition the state of Illinois was in. So there just wasn't any money post-COVID because they spent so much money during COVID that just to get to any semblance of a balanced budget required, that was going to take financial engineering beyond anybody's prior imagination. So the money wasn't there either. So it was not something that was going to happen. But, you know, the old Daniel Burnham line, make no little plans for they have no fire to stir men's souls. Give it a shot. So I'm not going to criticize for taking the shot, but it did cost something. It cost time. But they took a shot. Give them credit for having taken the shot and recognize that it's recognized that it didn't work. Focus on Arlington Heights. They never lost their eye on that. And now work with the state to make that happen.
Great stuff, Mark. Thank you a ton. Really appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Mark.
Yeah.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold, zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.